As long as we're in southern Africa, not long ago we were tipped off to a story by a listener from Malawi, now living in the D.C. area. I love it when these connections happen. Here's a story. A few years ago, Malawian singer and musician Gidis Chalamanda had a popular tune in his country called Buffalo Soldier, not to be confused with the Bob Marley song of the same title. Gidis sings the line, "If I had enough money, I would go to America." Well, he's now in his 80s, and finally, some fellow Malawians back home and another group in Washington decided they'd make Gidis Chalamanda's dream come true. And that's why right now he's on a brief Coming to America tour. One of those who helped get Chalamanda here is Davis Njobvu. And Davis, you came over from Malawi on the same flight with Gidis. There must have been so much anticipation on the plane. I mean, I saw all the well-wishers in Malawi at the airport. I'm surprised he even made his flight. What was the ride over like for him?
It was quite an emotional and as you can imagine, historic experience, because he's 86 years old, and the country had rallied together through the fundraising activities that we had together. So the whole country knew about the initiative, and they were anticipating this day, and right now, I would say he's like the biggest thing in Malawi.
Incredible. I mean, it's not like he's the first person from Malawi to come to the United States.
No, he's not.
Why was it important for you, Davis? Well, I mean, you say all of Malawi, for all of Malawians to make this happen, to see Gidis come to America.
First and foremost, Gidis Chalamanda is quite a popular musician back home. He's been playing music for well over 40 years, maybe 50 years. So he's not a new artist. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. So this dream is something that everybody has known about for a long time. We're trying to honor him whilst he's alive and he's able to appreciate it.
Yeah, well, and you made it happen. I gather Gidis is there with you, Davis.
Can I ask him
a couple of quick questions, please?
All right, fine. Okay, fine. Mr. Gidis, just come here. His English is not as fluent as maybe you might expect him.
Well,
let me ask
just one question, and that is, this was your dream to come to America. Tell me what it's like having been here for a few days. You got here late last week. Has it been dreamlike?
Mr. Gidis, I will force you to land over America.
It's a very nice country. The people receive me well. And myself, I'm very glad, because I never seen these things like this.
Have you been singing your song, Buffalo Soldier, in which you say, if I had enough money, I would go to America? Have you sung that here in the United States? And what does that feel like?
The people were very glad and understand it. I was very grateful.
So the people who heard Buffalo Soldier here in the United States were very grateful to hear it?
I think he said something like gladful. They were quite happy to hear the song.
Well, Davis, just a couple of more questions for you. I mean, Gidis suggested that he was very happy with the reception. Is that what you saw here at the concerts he's played?
As a matter of fact, the people who are hosting us, who are the Malawi USA community, they say that this is like the biggest event that they've ever had since they've been here. A lot of Malawians flew in from different states just to come and see Mr. Gidis Chalamanda, because he's like an icon. So it was quite a momentous occasion.
So today is July 4th, Independence Day for the United States. And then on July 6th, Malawi's Independence Day, right?
That's right. We are cousins.
That's a lot of We are cousins. Yes. That's a lot of patriotism for Gidis all at once, though, isn't it?
That's right. And we couldn't have chosen a better time. Because, it's a time for celebration. So there are so many reasons for for song and dance. I think it's perfect timing.
Davis Njobvu, who, with the help of the Malawian community here in the U.S., helped bring Gidis Chalamanda here for a brief tour. Gidis will head back home next week. We'll wrap up the show today with Gidis's big tune, Buffalo Soldier, from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Enjoy the rest of your 4th. When I was a young boy, I did not move in America. When I was a young boy, I did not move in America.
PRI, Public Radio International.